Do we like movies because new movies means it's Friday and Friday means we don't have to get up early tomorrow? Or do we like Friday because it means we get to talk about new movies with Daniel Holloway? This is unknowable, but I would say
both.
It's the latter.
I think it's both.
Yeah, okay.
I like the whole thing.
Dan Holloway is a film critic for Metro. He's here, as always, to talk about new stuff, new offerings. This week, Veronica Mars in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, good old Scarface in 88 Minutes, plus The Life Before Her Eyes and the documentary Where in the World is Osama Bin Laden? Now, let's start with what seems to be the only movie out of this week's offerings that you don't hate. A comedy, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, yes. Start with the good.
Yeah, let's start with the good and go.
Steep decline afterwards.
So we've been hearing about this one for a while now. I mean, in New York, you see ads for this all over the place. These, like, graffiti kind of looking
posters.
Advertisements, posters, big viral marketing campaign. Is that, I mean, sometimes that kind of marketing can outshine, overhype the final product. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it actually doesn't jibe real well with the final product because all that fake graffiti marketing is all like, you do look fat in those jeans, Sarah Marshall. And it's this really vindictive sort of ex-boyfriend stuff. Whereas the character here, which is played by Jason Segel, is, you know, if you watch How I Met Your Mother, or if you remember him from Freaks and Geeks, which is his Judd Apatow connection, Jason Segel is just like Seth Rogen, but likable. And he's an incredibly likable character in this movie, and he's not the type of guy who would tell Sarah Marshall that she looked fat in those jeans.
He's been jilted by his girlfriend, and he's just broken up.
Yeah,
so cute. I think the trailer looks funny.
Yeah, the movie is really, really funny. It gets funnier as it goes, which we were just talking outside the studio. It's kind of rare for a comedy. But to hit the plot real quick, yeah, he breaks up with his girlfriend, who is played by Kristen Bell. She plays Sarah Marshall, who is an actress on a CSI-type cop show. And he's the composer who does the music for the show. She leaves him for a rock star. He follows her to Hawaii.
But he doesn't know she's going to be there, right?
He knows that she's going, but he ends up accidentally at the same resort that she and her rock star boyfriend are staying at.
We've got a little clip. Let's listen. This is Seagal, that girl from the 70s show, Sarah Marshall, and her new beau are talking about Sarah's last movie, which was a bomb.
Wait, so when's the movie coming out?
It came out.
Did you like it?
The movie?
Yeah.
It was...
awful, bloody film. I see, it's just ridiculous. Premise, what would happen if your mobile phone killed you? Why would a mobile phone kill anyone? Doesn't make sense. How can a mobile phone have an agenda and kill people?
I told her that when she read the script.
Yeah, you were the voice of reason, mate.
I tried to be, but she didn't listen. What?
Going around killing people on a mobile phone, like doing murders.
Oh, see, so the rock star is just like this, like, long-haired, gnarly, self-involved guy.
Sleazy, British rock star guy. And he's really awesome because everyone in this movie somehow manages to not have as hard an edge as you would think they do. Like, even the guy who's the skeezy British rock star, like, he's kind of nice. So at one point, him and Segel have this scene on surfboards where Segel's, like, yelling at him. He's like, stop being nice to me. I want to punch you.
Okay, let's move along to Where in the World is Osama Bin Laden? This is a Morgan Spurlock movie. I mean, what's the plot line here? He and his wife are apparently having a baby, which then triggers in him some deep-seated need to find Osama.
Yeah, that's about it.
Awesome.
A friend of mine saw, I didn't see this until yesterday, and a friend of mine saw this at Sundance who writes for the New York Sun, and I remember her talking to me about it, and now I can't describe the movie without using the voice that she used to describe the movie, which was like, I'm Morgan Spurlock, and I'm having a baby, and the world's really crazy and weird, and I gotta make it safe for my baby. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna go find Osama bin Laden. And that's basically the premise of the movie right there, yeah. He's going off, you know, it opens with three animated sequences. The first is that. I'm going to go find Osama bin Laden. The second is Osama bin Laden dancing to You Can't Touch This, which is not funny. And the third is Osama bin Laden and Morgan Spurlock fighting in a video game.
All right, there. You've painted the picture well.
We have a little scene. We might as well play it. Let's listen to this.
Osama bin Laden says that one of the top reasons for the creation of Al-Qaeda and attacks against the West is the existence of Israel, America's support of her, and the treatment of the Palestinian people. If Osama cares about the Palestinians so much, I wanted to see if the feeling was mutual. And if it is, I'm sure someone here can help me narrow in on it.
I was wondering maybe if you could help me out. I'm looking for Osama bin Laden.
Go to Tora Bora.
Not here in Ramallah?
No. They hate Osama bin Laden.
Palestinians.
Palestinian.
Yeah.
And you know if...
Why do they hate him?
Because he likes the blood.
I'm just going to fade that right down.
Now we know, Daniel. We were at Sundance, and you could not swing a dead cat without hitting Morgan Spurlock.
Huh.
He was hanging out on every street corner, mm-hmm. waiting for an interview opportunity, and maybe now we know why.
Yeah. It's pretty rough.
Okay, let's just move beyond that. Let's move to my friend, Al Pacino. Not really my friend, but I just like him, and I'm so sad that you hate this movie. It's called 88 Minutes.
At least it's short.
Yeah, my favorite line... From your write-up about this movie is you can see everything coming from a mile away and what you see ain't pretty. Let's get to the big question, though. How long is the movie?
105 minutes long.
It's not 88
no!
minutes.
No. 17 excruciating minutes that we don't need. They don't need to be there. If you tell me the movie is called 88 Minutes, I want it to be 88 minutes long.
Oh, my gosh. I've
especially
never seen Daniel get this wild.
After you're 5 minutes into the movie, you're like, I wish the movie was called 43 minutes because I can't handle this.
Okay, what is so bad?
Well, okay. Well, first of all, Al Pacino, I don't know where to start. Al Pacino's been phoning it in since like 1997. He's just not.
He's playing caricatures of himself.
Yeah, he's playing a caricature of himself. He stopped trying. You know, he used to be a really great actor. In this movie, he's doing, you know, he gets a phone call that tells him he has 88 minutes to live, and he's surrounded by a bunch of hot 23-year-old men and women. And they're all suspects. They all could be the ones who call him. And, you know, eventually you find out who calls him, and that's the end of the movie.
Just for the heck of it, let's play a little of the trailer.
What's going on here?
Do you know a woman named Dale Morris?
Yes.
How?
She's a student of mine.
She is just a student of yours?
About a year ago, her father died. She was very troubled. I treated her as a psychiatrist. I don't sleep with my students, Mr. Google.
Ew.
Nor do I sleep with my patients.
Jack. Dale Morris was murdered last night.
Okay,
she's not there.
Okay, so ixnay on that one, apparently. Yeah. Let's move on to the Uma Thurman movie, The Life Before Her Eyes. This is starring Uma Thurman. It's coming out the week of the one-year anniversary of the Virginia Tech shootings. It's about how this woman is affected by witnessing some violence in a school, right?
Yeah.
Does it work in kind of sensitively addressing that issue?
No, I think it sanitizes it in a very strange way. While there is certainly blood in the film, screen blood, you need a little more than screen blood to make violence feel real in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And what this movie lacks is any sense of time or place that makes these characters feel real. Also, the dialogue is kind of pat and just altogether bad. So when
Rachel Evan Wood, isn't she?
She's
she do anything interesting?
She's cute. She's yeah. the director has a creepy fetish with shooting her in a red bikini diving into a pool over and over again, which is weird.
Ew.
And you're supposed to believe that she grows up to be Uma Thurman, which doesn't really work when Uma Thurman's like a foot taller than she is.
What out of these should I go see this weekend?
Definitely go see Sarah Marshall.
Okay.
And don't go see anything else, for God's sake. Just, you know, send me your $10 and I'll call you and talk to you on the phone and tell you jokes and stuff.
And that'll be a better
use
of money.
Movie.
It is. You're a funny guy, Daniel.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming in, Daniel Holloway, film critic for Metro Paper.